have seen in your TV's menu an option called video description. It's an embedded voice that explains out loud what's happening on the screen. It's especially useful for people who are visually impaired. This service is available in most movie theaters and even at some Broadway shows. But in the U.S., it's almost always in English, for now at least. Jason Strother reports on efforts to make audio description less monolingual. He starts off in Passaic County, New Jersey.
I'm at a multiplex in suburban Wayne Township to catch a movie that I've been dying to see.
Could I have one ticket for Rocket Man?
But instead of popcorn, I ask for something else to bring into the theater.
Do you also have the audio description device for visually impaired guests?
I'm legally blind.
Could I have one, please?
The device is a small transmitter box with a pair of headphones. When the lights go down, it syncs with the film.
My name is Elton Hercules John.
And in between dialogue, a disembodied but gentle voice whispers in my ear.
He's still in the orange high-collared costume and cap. He wipes away a tear, then smiles.
The audio description helps me follow along with some of the action on the screen.
Reggie dances through the groups of fighters. He ducks back through the gap in the fence and dashes down the alley. He jumps out of the way of speeding motorcycles.
Since 2017, the Americans with Disabilities Act has required all movie theaters to provide audio description services, and that's changed the way many people with visual impairments experience going to the movie theater.
It used to be that I would have, like, my parents describe to me what was going on, or friends that I was with. That's a thing of the past now.
Nefertiti Matos, who's in her 20s and blind, tells me how friends helped her out at the movies.
And they would literally be whispering to me throughout the movie. You know, like, oh, he drop kicked that guy. But you're also mindful of the people around us that are going, shh. We're turning around and saying, can you guys shut up? Or are you going to talk through the whole movie?
Matos is an assistive technology trainer at the New York Public Library. And thanks to audio description, she now goes to the movie theater with other blind friends. But she grew up in a Spanish-speaking household, and so sometimes she'd like to hear audio description in Spanish. She says accessibility services for non-English speakers is becoming more inclusive, especially audiobooks. But when it comes to the movies, Spanish speakers are left out.
I feel like a lot of Spanish-speaking folks are already marginalized, and then you add the visual impairment to it as well, the blindness. People, especially who go blind or lose their sight progressively, they feel like their world is just closing around them. They're not able to take in things like they once were able to.
But the accessibility language barrier is slowly coming down.
Anuncios importantes.
Maria Jose Garcia Vizcaino teaches a class on Spanish audio description at New Jersey's Montclair State University, the first of its kind. She learned about audio description from her legally blind sister back home in Spain.
And being a translation professor, I was just fascinated by the multiple possibilities that you can do with language. This is a kind of translation too, because it's a translation not from one language into another, but from one medium into another. So you are going to translate from the visual medium into the oral.
Garcia Vizcaino says many of her students grew up speaking various versions of Spanish. These differences came out when producing the audio description track for a short film from Spain.
There was a scene that the main character threw something to the garbage. So one of them said one word that in Dominican Republic, they say garbage this way. And then another, no, in Colombia, we say that way. And I said, you know what? None of them work. Because in Spain, nobody knows those words.
Garcia Vizcaino's class also partnered with New York's Repertorio Español to introduce Spanish audio description to live theater. This trial run took place during a performance of El Coronel No Tiene Quien Le Escriba, translation, No One Writes to the Colonel, a play adapted from a novel by Colombian writer Gabriel García Márquez.
El coronel asiente.
Graduate student Vanessa Carrillo describes the action on stage. She watches the show on a black and white monitor from inside the theater's costume room. Visually impaired audience members listen on headsets.
Lleno de huecos.
After the curtain call, I speak with audience member Saeed Golnabi.
Have you had much experience before seeing theatrical performances?
Zero. That's my first time in a theater.
Really? Wow.
First time.
Yeah. Why hadn't you gone in the past? Is it because of the visual complications? Or?
Yes, mostly I would say the vision, yeah.
Gulnabi, who's 58, adds he's probably only ever been to movie theaters a couple times in his life. But he says that could change now that audio description is more available. Also in the audience was the New York Public Library's Nefertiti Matos. She says she hopes this isn't a one-time-only event.
For Spanish speakers, we're very, you know, folks, we love entertainment and all this, and the talent here is incredible. If you offer it, I feel like we will come.
Other theaters don't have to follow suit. There's no requirement that they have to provide audio description in any language. But many visually impaired Spanish speakers hope it happens in live theater and at the movies. For The World, Jason Strother, New York.